This is the sixth of seven mini videos in a series on seven traps that kill small businesses. We've previously looked at five of these traps: failing to pay appropriate attention to cash flow, getting trapped in reactivity, innovating too late or not at all, marketing by the seat of your pants, waiting too long to create robust management systems. Several of these traps contribute to the tenaciousness of the sixth trap that we are considering, namely, playing the wrong role as the owner. When you start a company, the organization chart looks a lot like this one. You are more or less a one-man or one-woman show, and you wear all of the major management hats in the company, and perhaps all of the administrative and production hats as well. The future culture and dynamic of the company will be shaped by how all of these slots on the organization chart are filled as employees are added. 3 years from the startup, how many of these slots will still be filled by the owner? And are these truly the appropriate roles for the owner to be filling? These are pivotal questions. It's not unusual for businesses to be well established with a significant payroll, but with the owner distracted by too many roles and responsibilities that he or she should not be filling. Several factors account for this. For one thing, the motivation for men and women to start a business is often their genuine passion for a particular service or product. Commonly, their passion for this product or service is so great that they build their sense of identity around personally creating and delivering it. This passion for personally delivering their product or service may far transcend their passion for building a great company. Truth be told, they may actually have very little significant passion or motivation for building a great company. This indeed distinguishes the typical small business owner from a true entrepreneur. The energy of genuine entrepreneurs from the very first moment of a startup is far more focused on building the company than on the product or service that it delivers. The passion for entrepreneurs is building a thriving, fast-growing business. By contrast, for many small business owners, the passion for building a great business develops over time, if it develops at all. This, then, puts these small business owners in a perplexing predicament. They have started the business to fulfill their passion for a product or service, and not only for providing the product or service, but personally delivering it. But as the business grows and the demands of ownership and management become more complex, they cannot give the required effort to the essentials of growing their company and still have time to personally deliver its products or services. And therein lies the dilemma. They have structured their identity around personally delivering a great widget. If they relinquish widget delivery to play an altogether different role in the company, their sense of identity can actually go through a period of crisis. So long as they are creating and delivering widgets, they know how to feel good about themselves at the end of the day based on how well they have produced and delivered widgets. But as yet, they do not have that same internal barometer in terms of building a business. As a result, they go home from work each day not altogether certain whether they have done a good job or not. Given this tension, it's far too easy for owners to fall into the trap of staying too involved in direct and personal creation of the company's end product. Eventually, this puts an absolute cap on the company's potential. The challenge is for business owners to move from building their identity around producing and delivering great widgets to building a company that creates and delivers great widgets. This transition is marked by a shift from contributing primarily to the tactical success of the company to contributing primarily to the strategic success of the company. The owner, above all others in the business, should be focused on the big picture, the proactive initiatives that will grow the business and give it a secure future are the primary responsibility of ownership. If ownership does not invest itself heavily in planning and executing business strategy, no one else is in a position to do so. The result is stagnant growth at best, and in all likelihood, an actual loss of competitive advantage. There's a second reason that small business owners remain in the wrong roles. They are more comfortable in these roles than in the ones that they would have to assume to be the strategic player that they need to be. We would all prefer to do something we enjoy, as opposed to something that we either do not enjoy or might not enjoy. And most of us prefer to stay with things that we know we do well rather than venture out into roles where we are unsure of ourselves. And this is just as true for small business owners as for anyone. I've coached hundreds of small business owners, and most of them freely acknowledge that they should spend more time working on their business rather than in their business. Yet a very high percentage of them never follow through and actually make this shift. They offer all sorts of good-sounding excuses for not making the shift. They say such things as, "I don't have enough employees to handle the workload," or, "I have to stay involved in the operational details to be sure that things are done right." Behind these excuses, however, is often a deeper reality. It's simply more comfortable and far less threatening to continue doing what they have always done, even if it leaves them vulnerable in the long run. Then there's another scenario in which business owners find themselves in the wrong role. They may be committed to building a great company, but they are engrossed in too many functions that do not play to their strengths. Every business owner has personal strengths and personal weaknesses. Only the most naive or arrogant person believes that he or she is good at everything it takes to build a thriving business. Small business owners must therefore have the humility and self-recognition to understand what things they do well from a senior management perspective and what things they don't do so well. As one of my mentors was fond of saying, "We all have a flat side on our wheel someplace." Successful business owners structure their team to accommodate for the things that they themselves don't do well. These owners then devote themselves to the senior management functions that they are best at. For everything else, they either hire specialists or look for ways to outsource the function. In summary, therefore, as a small business owner, you must make four key transitions. First, you must move from personally delivering a great product or service to building a company that delivers a great product or service. Second, as you mature your business, you must develop its organization and structure around what you should not be doing. Third, you must learn to turn loose of things that you have always had your fingers in and delegate effectively. And fourth, you must shift your senior management energy and involvement to roles that play to your strengths and empower others to bring their talent to bear on the senior management functions that you are not particularly gifted at doing. It all sounds simple and logical enough, but as small business owners by the thousands will attest, it's not so easy to pull off. That's why so many small business owners, years after starting their business, are playing so many roles that should not be part of their workday. If you are a small business owner who is truly committed to avoiding the trap of playing the wrong role as a leader, here are a series of questions to reflect on. These questions are important enough that you may want to pause this video, write them down, and take time later to work through them individually. Here are the questions. What strengths do you bring to business ownership? What aspects of the business do not play to your strengths or your passion? What senior management roles do you play well, but they take too much time away from more important tasks? What pieces of the business do you need to get off of your plate as quickly as possible? And which of your personality traits and work styles will eventually limit your ability to manage and motivate employees? Develop a plan of action with definite dated goals to make the changes that your answers seem to invite. Every organization thrives best when it has the right players in the right positions, and that starts at the top. If you're in the wrong role in your company, start moving out of that role now. In our next video, we will consider a trap that threatens senior management and leadership in any organization: the trap of losing clarity on vital issues.